Welcome to the Fit Vegan Podcast. I'm your show host, Maxim Sigoy, and I'm also the founder and CEO of Fit Vegan Coaching, a company that has helped over 700 people transform their lives from all over the world on a plant-based lifestyle. This show is for you if you're looking to optimize your health, fitness, physique, while leveling up your mindset to live your life to your fullest potential. Enjoy the episode. All right. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Fit Vegan Podcast. Today, I am joined by one of our Fit Vegan superstars, Lamont. Lamont, how are you doing today, man?
I'm doing well, Maxime. How about yourself?
Good, good. Very excited to have you on the podcast. You've been having an incredible transformation.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here, too.
Yeah, good. So just for the people listening, like, how much weight have you lost so far? What are the differences that you notice? And then we'll kind of get into your story.
So right now, as I said, I've probably lost about 12 pounds. What I've really noticed is the shape of my body has started to change. And so I've worked out for probably the past 2 or 3 years, but the gains and the body composition for me has changed. You know, my chest is larger. I feel stronger. I definitely notice all of that when I go to the gym. It's more about how I feel, but the looks have come along with it.
Yeah, good. What does your wife have to say about that? Because I know she was in the program before.
Yeah, she noticed the difference as well. It's like she commented about my chest. She was like, I don't think your chest has ever looked like that. And I've worked out. We've been together for about 20 years, and I've worked out off and on that whole entire time. And this is the first time that she's ever really commented, other than me losing weight, that she's really commented about my physical appearance and the changes that the workout regimen have given me.
Oh, good. Beautiful. All right. It's always good when your partner notices, you know, something's changing.
It's great. That's an added bonus for sure.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, let's jump to the beginning of your story. So where was Lamont before? Like, what made you want to be like, I need to do this transformation. I need to change something about how I'm doing things. Like, what brought you there, and what were some of the things that you had to overcome?
So, you know, as you mentioned before, my wife was a part of the program. And so I do a lot of the meal preparation, the cooking in the house. And what I noticed was when I was preparing those meals, we would eat the same meals, and they were flavorful, they were delicious, but I really started to see results just by the workouts that I was doing. So the meal plan really tied into, you know, a transformation before my transformation started. And I thought to myself, like, wow, you know, if I could do that just kind of part-time, what would happen if I actually became a part of the program, followed the regimen, and then looked at the results from there? And so that really kind of spurred me on, if you will, to want to dive in and really commit to the program.
Yeah. And so in terms of obligation, what did that look like when you originally started? Because just to give some context, some people think that it's easy for others to lose weight because that's all they have to do all day is cook food and work out. But you have a career, you have other obligations. So what did you have to kind of deal with as you started implementing some of these changes?
You know, some of the things I had to deal with, I had to carve out the time and figure out what time would work best for me to get in the workouts. I also really started to become more efficient with my meal planning. You know, what does that look like? As you mentioned before, I work, my wife works, and we're both busy professionals, and it really started to figure out when we could take the time to do the meal prep and the meal preparation. I think that was probably one of the bigger keys, is learning how to prepare in advance so that meal preparation didn't take as much time or a long period of time.
Yeah, so you needed a prep for the meal prep.
Yeah, I did need a prep for the meal prep.
Good. Well, you got some practice because you got to help her with the recipes before you joined in the program. So you kind of had an idea already of the structure.
Right. That's true.
Yeah. Good. So what were some of the obstacles that you kind of had to overcome initially when you first started, if there was any?
You know, I think just the timing of the workouts seemed to be an obstacle at first, until I figured out what the balance was. What time I could get up, what time I could get to the gym and work out, and then what time I needed to be home. So I work with overseas partners. I have to start pretty early sometimes. And so just making that adjustment, But you know, when it came to the meal plan and it came to, you know, food consumption, it was really fighting my own inner demons in terms of snacking, figuring out what that meant as being a fit vegan versus, you know, just grabbing something quick and easy out of the cabinet. So really kind of adjusting to that, and it really became more of how I would feel. You know, it's easy to grab those things. It's easy to grab, you know, something sweet, something salty. But yeah, then, you know, as you eat cleaner, as you become more immersed into the program, you start to really feel the impact of what poor food will do to you, and, you know, how you feel. I started to feel sluggish. So that helped me change a lot of my habits. Just, I don't want to feel badly, or I don't want to feel poorly, yeah, or, you know, I'm not at my best if I'm not eating at my best. So that kind of helped me change, but that's still, you know, it's an ongoing thing. Everyone yeah, likes snacks. You run into things here and there, but as I've noticed, those are the types of things that may have me feeling poorly.
Yeah, definitely. Once your body starts to become optimized, you throw in something that is less than optimal, and it's not that you tell yourself that I shouldn't have it, but you do have it. You're like, I feel sluggish. My digestion is a little bit off. Exactly. A little bit foggy brain. It's like putting water in a car, right? It's not going to run well. It's not right. going to do the same thing as if you put premium oil in it. Any apprehensions with working online? Because obviously your wife had worked with me online, but I'm curious on your side, any apprehension of like how this would work workout wise, nutrition wise, and accountability wise?
You know, I was not skeptical. I did wonder how that would work. There's a certain part of it. You know, with what I do all day, every day, I work remotely as well. So the same types yeah. of challenges that I have when I work day in, day out with people, I figured I might have, you know, in this program, but it was really pretty easy. You know, as far as working with someone online, being able to contact coaches if I needed to, being able to reach out if I had questions about the workout or about the meal plan, all of that seemed to be a lot less stressful than I thought it would be going into it.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, it makes me happy to hear that, because a lot of people have that apprehension of like, how am I going to do the workout if there's no one there looking over me, counting every single one of my right. reps? I personally like it because I feel like it allows us as coaches to provide more value versus just like 1 hour at a time. And ultimately, it teaches you to have a little bit more self-discipline because there's no one there accounting for your reps. Like, you actually have to show up for you because you told yourself that you would work out, which right. is why you've got amazing results. So we'd love to talk about, as you went kind of through the journey, was there any moments where, you know, it's the stuff that people don't want to talk about. Was there any slip ups or things that kind of occurred that you've had to overcome? Because I want people to know that this is not a perfect journey. As much as you want to be strong-minded, disciplined, and driven to make this succeed, like, shit's going to hit the fan at one point and you're going to have to deal with it. Was there any of those moments for you?
I don't know if there was a shit that hit the fan moment, but there's definitely moments where I had to kind of realign myself, get away for a long weekend, or it's, you know, my anniversary or something like that. I tend to slip into some bad habits there, but, you know, how quickly you can rebound or how quickly you can get back on track, that just will make it that much easier. So it's really being able to recover from those slip-ups, I think, were some of the biggest lessons that I learned. And it's really, you know, instead of if you have a poor day or if you have a bad day, just try not to have two in a row. You know, as you mentioned yeah. before, no one's perfect. No one's going to be able to do things 100%. But, you know, realize that you were off track and that you have the next day when you get up, you can get back on track. And then as long as you're consistently doing that, you'll start to see the results, or you'll continue to see the results.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't fail if you don't quit, right? Just if you continue That's showing right. up, there's no way that you won't get results. What were some of the biggest tools that kind of helped you on your journey so far? In terms of, like, I'm talking like maybe group calls, group chat, calls with the coach, the structure for the meal plan. What were some of the most helpful things for you?
So the structure of the meal plan was helpful. It's helpful to have at least a menu of things that you can pick from. And, you know, once you figure out the structure, you can take things from different weeks or different meal plans and sub them out for, you know, things that you like. And then definitely the touch bases with the coaches. So my coach was Coach Sarah. She was fantastic. And she really just gave me a pragmatic way of looking at things. You know, I might come to her and say, oh, I was really off this week. You know, I had this snack and I just can't. She's like, it's okay. It's okay. You know, we want to have those things, but you know, you want to come back. You want to start to continue to have that consistency and continue to move forward. And so it really helped level set things for me, really kind of gave me a measure of comfort. Because a lot of times you might go into that call thing, I'm really going to get scolded here. I'm really going to,
yeah,
you know, she's really going to come down on me. And that's not how it was. She was always encouraging, always, really, I felt like she was always on my side and one of my biggest cheerleaders.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because I don't think everyone's ever made positive changes from someone screaming at them because they ate a snack that they weren't supposed to. Right. I don't think anyone would respond positively to that. So yeah, we definitely try to make it that that's what leads to a bad relationship with food, right? Whenever you have a slip up and then you beat yourself up over it, or a coach will tell you something negative about the fact that you slipped up, then you're like, oh, damn it. And then the next time it happens, then you want to cut your food. You want to do more exercise to try to compensate for it. And then you start a vicious cycle of under eating and over exercising. Right. Yeah. What are some of the big lessons that you've learned so far throughout the process of shifting your body composition on a whole food plant-based diet? Because like you mentioned, you were working out on and off for like 10 years before. And this is the first time that you see like that rapid of a shift in body composition, your chest getting bigger. So what do you think contributed to that?
I would say consistency. Also following the workout plan. You know, it's one thing you go to the gym, and I worked with a trainer before, and we did a lot of high intensity interval training. I just didn't see the results. Like, I lost weight, and that was perfect, but I just didn't see the types of results I'm seeing now. I feel a lot stronger, and I guess one of the huge turning points for me is I've never been able to do pull-ups, you know, wide-grip pull-ups, and going through the program, now I can do several sets, and I could just go and whip out pull-ups anytime that I want to, and that's been amazing for me. Like, maybe that's not a big milestone for a lot of people, but the fact I couldn't
do one. It is for a lot of people.
I couldn't do one when this started.
Yeah.
And now I can do, I think it's 4 sets of 8. I can easily complete that. I could probably do more. And I can end that 4 sets of 8 with a strict pull-up. So hanging from the floor, pulling up, very strict. And so, I mean, that to me is just flat out amazing. And so I kind of... That might be my huge accomplishment. And once again, that may not be a big deal to somebody else, but it's a damn big deal to me.
Yeah, it is a big deal. That's a lot of people's goal when they come in. It's like, I want to be able to do one pull-up, right? And the fact that you can do 4 sets of 8 and do it strict, right? So for the people here listening, just you're not kipping. You're not kind of like using momentum to kind of get yourself back up. So you're fully in control of the motion. It's tough. Like, you're a tall guy. We're about the same weight as well. We're heavy, man. When we get off that bar, that's a lot of weight to lift. And it shows that you built a lot of muscle because you lost 12 pounds, right? So, like, if I was to add a 12-pound dumbbell on you, it wouldn't prevent you from doing your 4 sets of 8 reps. You probably could still do 4 sets of maybe 6 reps, 7 reps. So it's the fact that you build some more muscle that, and you've trained your body to be able to do that. So that's amazing. I'm happy for you. Next step is a muscle up, Lamont. we'll train you for those. There is something about body weight movement there's a big sense of accomplishment from it, more than deadlifting 400 pounds or deadlifting 500 pounds. There's just something about being able to control your body, right? I get that. So I'm happy you're able to do a ton of pull-ups. Any other thing that you've noticed in terms of strength? Like, did your bench go up, your squat or your leg press? Like, what are other changes that you saw in your body besides the pull-ups?
So I think from the beginning, my bench definitely went up probably about 20 to 30 pounds. Legs is where I saw a huge difference. So I was definitely the no legs guy for the past 3 to 5 years. I did plenty of cardio, did plenty of running, you know, we get out there and run 5 to 7 miles, but you know, actually going in and doing squats and deadlifts, I hadn't done those probably since I was in high school, and I've been out of high school for a long time now. But I was checking it this morning, and my squat is definitely up about 70 pounds from where I started, and I never thought I would be that high. As a matter of fact, I figured since I quit playing football, I would never need to squat again. But
yeah,
getting back into this and actually performing those movements, I've seen a huge difference. I've seen a huge difference in my golf game. I hit the ball further. I'm less tired when I'm out on the course. And for a while, it actually had changed my golf swing. And so I had to readjust through the course of this, because all of a sudden I started to pull the ball versus slice, and that was something that had never happened for me pretty much ever.
Yeah, well, your glutes and your hamstrings are getting tighter, right? So when you're doing that rotation, there's a lot more power in your hips to be able to hit the ball. I got into golf a little bit myself like a year ago. Ivy's been teaching me, so I kind of know a little bit of the – I definitely slice a lot. the ball, it goes far, but it goes off track a lot. Yeah, there's something about having strong legs. I feel like coming from an endurance background as well, doing a ton of cardio and all that, it's great. You feel agile, you feel athletic, but there's just something about like when your legs are heavy from doing squats and deadlift that you're just like, you put your pants on, it's a little bit tight on your quad. You're like, yeah, this feels good.
Right. And I can start to see the muscles in my legs like that. You know, that's something else. It's been years since I've seen any type of result like that, or any type of like even definition in my quads and my hamstrings, and that I can definitely see as well.
Yeah. So I'd love to touch base on the intensity part, because you did mention that with the previous trainer, you were doing a lot of like high intensity workouts and you lost some weight, but the body composition wasn't shifting as much. Now in this scenario, I know for a fact you're not doing high intensity, because we don't do high intensity for anyone. So I know for a fact that you're strength training and doing some cardiovascular exercise at a lower intensity. How has that shift in training for you? Have you found it easier to kind of go to the gym and push yourself? Because on a personal level, when I went to go do high intensity, I was like, oh man, I got to like mentally get ready to do high intensity.
Yeah, well, I've definitely noticed that, you know, I start off with a 10-minute warm-up, and it could be anything from a bike ride in the gym or walk on the treadmill, but then it's strength training, and it's as intense as you make it in terms of the lifts and the weights that you're doing. But yeah, I didn't lend a lot to doing a ton of cardio. I didn't do, you know, half an hour cardio, and it wasn't cardio mixed with weights for an hour. It really was a 10-minute warm-up and then focus on those lifts and that workout regimen. And I really started to see the difference. Like I said, I really started to see the difference in strength. Weights that I lift now, there's no way I would be able to do that, say, a year ago.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's how ultimately, like, the training is there to build the body, and then the nutrition is there to reveal the body. So that's why you're able to kind of see that faster shift in body composition, because when you're training for the purpose of body of losing fat, then you're doing high intensity stuff, you're burning a ton of calorie, but you're not building muscle. So when you lose the fat, there's not much to reveal. There's less to reveal. Right. Yeah, so that's why you're able to shift that much. Love to ask you for your piece of advice for the person that is in your shoes when you started with us. So if you had to like talk to you from the beginning of the program, what are tips that you would give yourself to make this process a lot more efficient than what it currently was?
Spend Sunday doing some meal prep. Make your life easy so you don't have to rush through lunch, or you don't have to try to rush through dinner. Definitely do that. Spend some time meal prepping. figure out what kind of things that you like from the meal plan. As you come across those recipes, just take a note of it. Take a note of it. Those are things that you can repeat. There are things that are going to be good for you. They're going to be good for your body. They're going to be good for your partner. As far as the workouts are concerned, don't worry. Just keep showing up. You know, it's fine. Keep showing up. The app lists out everything that you're supposed to do, and just follow that and challenge yourself. I think that's also an important one. I'm a competitive person. Not everybody's a competitive person, but
most people in the program are. Everyone's like a super type A. So yeah, a lot of people are going to relate to that.
Yeah. So leverage that competitiveness. Be in competition with yourself. Not in the sense that, oh, I didn't show up to the gym today, so now I want to quit. But what can you do to press up 5 more pounds, press up 10 more pounds, and just week over week. It doesn't have to be a large jump, every week. But maybe you go up 5 pounds. Maybe you another rep, something like that. But continue to push yourself. You'll start to see results as long as you stay consistent and you're just incrementally getting better. You don't want to shoot for anything super large, but just think about it in terms of, if you could just get 1% better every day, how much further would you be down the line once you take a look back?
Yeah. Would you say that this process was hard to near impossible to accomplish? Or were you able to manage, kind of know the answer to this one, but were you able to manage doing it? Because a lot of people think that they need to completely dedicate their life for an extended period of time to just doing this one specific thing, and that their career, their family time, their relationships are going to suffer. Was it that level of hard and impossible, or were you able to still have a good relationship with your wife, still work on your career, still go golfing?
I'm able to do everything I was able to do before I started. This just happened to be another component of my life, and matter of fact, integrating it into my current way of living was pretty simple. Everybody eats. It's just you change what you eat.
Run away from that one.
Right. You can't run away from that one. As far as working out goes, for me, I was already working out. I had that time dedicated. And that's probably where most people may see a challenge. But, you do what works best for you. For me, mornings are awesome. I get up early. I'm able to start my day off in that manner. And then I come back home and I go to work. And I'm able to work effectively. I think it helps give me better mental clarity. I feel like it's giving me greater endurance. I spend a lot of time in front of the camera like we're doing right now. So being in better shape also helped out with that. I don't feel as drained at the end of the day simply because I have more energy. I feel better. And even being stagnant for a little bit throughout the day, I'm able to offset that with the workouts and just the mentality.
Yeah. It's a huge difference, especially when you look at yourself all day in the camera. Like you notice the difference. I'm the same as you. I'm on calls all day ultimately. Perfect. So Lamont, any words of wisdom that you can pass off to people that are considering doing the transformation, considering changing their lives, eating plant-based, starting to exercise, starting to shift their body composition ultimately? What is some piece of advice that you could give them?
I would say a piece of advice that I could give, just try it. I was vegan before this started, but I've only been vegan for 3 years. And so it started in 2020. Just try it. Try it, see how you feel after a month. And that's actually how I got started being a vegan. So if you're coming from not being plant-based, don't worry. It's gonna be okay. And trust me, you will feel better. Like, that's been the biggest change for me, is the difference in how I feel. Not only the weight, but just my blood pressure, everything else has gone down. My cholesterol is in order, like those types of things. Just try it out. See how you feel after a couple of weeks. I guarantee you will feel better.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, there's another question I wanted to ask you, but I'm blanking out right now. it was about the transition to plants. Oh, yeah. You mentioned you've been vegan for 3 years. And obviously, since you started with us, you've been able to pack on some muscle. So the conversation of you can't put on muscle as a vegan, like, what is your perception of that now versus, let's just say, 4 years ago before you were vegan?
That it's totally false. I would have, you know, if you would have asked me 4 years ago, I'd be like, I don't know if we can pull that off. But, you know, I no longer ask the question of where's my protein going to come from? You know, where
you have enough other people asking you about it.
Yeah. That's always the question. Like, even my dad, who hasn't worked out a day in the past 50 years, asked me that question. Like, well, where do you get all your protein from? I was like, I get it through a plant-based diet. Don't worry. And he sees the transformation as well. So, you know, it's something that packing on muscle, being able to have those gains, being on a plant-based diet, is totally possible. It not only is it possible, if you follow the program, you will see results.
Yeah. So you kind of become a beacon of light in your community and your family, because I think, we can tell people, go vegan, you should do this for your health or whatever, but ultimately, as they see you transform, they see you get better, they see you get in better shape and build some muscle, they're like, maybe there's something to what Lamont is doing. Maybe this actually works. We have about like 70% women, 30% men in the program. So I don't get to do a lot of Fit Vegan success interviews with men on the show. But I'd love to ask you your opinion on this, because again, you've been vegan for 3 years now. So obviously previous to that, you're eating some animal products, just kind of like I was before I transitioned. The whole conversation of men need to eat meat, like the masculinity aspect of eating meat, is that something that ever crossed your mind as you kind of like transition into veganism? And if so, like, what are your thoughts now?
I don't know if it ever crossed my mind, but you know, now that you mention it, I think there is a societal pressure that does come with that. Like, it's manly to eat meat. It's manly to do those things.
And there's a status to it. My perception on that,
you're
a business person, right? You're a business person, so there's a status to going to a restaurant and ordering ribeye steak, right? That's right. Like $200. There's a status to it.
Yeah, but my perception of that has changed. I'm it's easy for me to go places, to go to the office, and to, you know, tell people that I'm plant-based, or that I have dietary restriction. I hate saying it like that, but I have a dietary preference. You know, my perception changed only in the fact that it's surprising to me that people are surprised by it. I'm probably not articulating that well, but yeah, at this point, this day and age, it does surprise me that people are still surprised by it, and that people still have a negative connotation to it, or, you know, like almost a prejudice towards plant-based diets.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm working on this. I'd love it for it to be a status thing in the vegan space, where you can order like eggplant steak instead and right. That's the status piece compared to what it is now. It's I don't know where do you, what state do you live in? I can't remember.
I live in Florida.
You live in Florida? Oh, so there's a ton of great vegan restaurants in Florida. Yeah, oh damn, I was just, where in Florida?
So I live in Tampa.
So that's north, right?
It's north. I think you were in Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
Yeah, West Palm area. I'm going to Jacksonville. Okay. I'm going to Jacksonville in November. Is that far from you guys?
That's about 4 hours from us, give or take.
Okay, that's a significant drive. All right, if I make my way down there, we'll get a workout in together.
Okay, I'll take up on that for sure.
Yeah, I'm going on a little road trip when I'm up there. So Lamont, man, I want to say a massive thank you just for taking the time to share your wisdom, share your experience, share your journey with the listeners. We got a lot of people that are listening that are in the program, some that are considering being in the program, and some that are newer to eating plant-based and are just here to kind of like learn and discover. And I know that your story was able to inspire everyone. And so I just want to leave the floor to you. If there's anything, any words of wisdom you want to share, anything that I didn't ask you that you would have loved to share, this is the time to do so.
I, any words of wisdom? I think I've already said it, but you know, just try it. Get started. You know, try to remain as consistent as you can. And then when you miss a day, don't worry about it. Just wake up the next day, keep moving forward. As long as you're doing that, you'll see results.
Beautiful. Great words to end on. So for everyone listening, thank you very much for watching the episode. If you're on YouTube, be sure to subscribe, like the video, comment below if you have any questions. If you're on the podcast platform, you can't like, rate it 5-star, share the podcast with someone that would benefit from it, and we'll see you guys in the next episode. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the episode and would like to support, please share it with others that would benefit from it. Share it on social media and be sure to leave a 5-star rating and review. You can also follow me on Instagram at Maxim_official and on YouTube at FitVegan. The links will also be in the show notes. I'll see you in the next episode.